Prime Minister Philip, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, the warmest welcome possible to the opening of the brand new NATO liaison office here in Chisinau. This is a moment of great pride for the NATO alliance and a clear sign of the importance that we place on our relationship with Moldova. Today is the culmination of almost 25 years of partnership between Moldova and NATO. The liaison office was built at the request of the Moldovan government to help drive our partnership, joining similar liaison offices in Kyiv, Tbilisi, and Moscow. Kristina Balsaita, the head of the office, has done an incredible job. All year long, she has been actively building on our partnership while also overseeing the construction and completing of this office space. So thank you, Kristina, to you and your staff here in Chisinau. Many people think that NATO is a military organization, but that is too limited a view. NATO is a political military organization, and the political dimension of it is very important. This office will be staffed by civilians and will help support dialogue and cooperation between NATO and Moldova. There will be no military staff, and as you can see, this is certainly not a military base. The office will facilitate our dialogue and provide advice, assistance, and support to ongoing programs, especially in the area of defense capacity building. These programs are all requested by the Moldovan government. It will also increase transparency about what NATO is and what NATO does here in Moldova. I hope that this will greatly increase the public's understanding of our partnership. Our partnership focused on improving the lives of the Moldovan people. We do not provide military equipment or arms. We share our expertise in a wide range of areas. Here in Moldova, these include the destruction of landmines and hazardous chemicals, including banned pesticides, the development of advanced telemedicine so that responders can get the best advice during emergency situations, improving Moldova's expertise and defenses against cyber attack, and helping to improve governance, combat corruption, and boost the role of women in peace and security. All these help to make Moldova a safer and more secure place. NATO fully respects Moldova's neutrality, independence, and sovereignty. NATO works with many neutral countries, including with Finland, Sweden, and Switzerland, as well as with countries with close relations with Russia, such as Armenia. Neutrality does not mean that we cannot be strong partners. Moldova makes an active contribution to NATO's presence in Kosovo, and I thank you very much, Prime Minister, for that excellent contribution. We have been impressed by the professionalism and dedication of the Moldovan Armed Forces, as well as the civilian members of the Ministry of Defense who support us in KFOR. Prime Minister, we welcome the progress you have made so far, and we encourage your government to continue its democratic reforms, fighting corruption, strengthening the judiciary, and making sure your country will attract investment. We understand and respect the fact that Moldova does not want to join the NATO alliance. Decisions about your own security arrangements are yours alone to make. We respect that entirely. The partnership we have benefits NATO and it benefits Moldova. We thank you once again, and with the support of this new NATO liaison office, I very much look forward to continuing the close and fruitful work between Moldova and NATO. Thank you very much. Sir?
Dear Ms. Deputy Secretary General, Your Excellencies, Ambassadors, dear colleagues and distinguished audience, today it is Today we have a day of a special importance for the bilateral relationship, for the Republic of Moldova and NATO. Together with the Deputy Secretary General, today we participated to the inauguration, the official inauguration of the Liaison Office of NATO in the Republic of Moldova. This event fully fits into the vision and actions of the government I have the honor to represent on this very day. It's also meant to implement the provisions of the agreement for the inauguration of the NATO Liaison Office, which was signed back on the 29th of November 2016 in Brussels, together with the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg. I'd like to express my belief that the opening of the NATO Liaison Office in Chisinau will bring up a restart of the bilateral activities, contributing thus to the full harnessing of the potential for the cooperation of the North Atlantic Alliance. The Republic of Moldova is and wants for itself to continue being a trustworthy partner in the relationship with the international organizations. Therefore, the active cooperation both with the European Union and NATO occupies a very top place in the agenda of our reform and modernization objectives in order to create all the necessary conditions for the safety and security of our citizens. In this context, the activity of the NATO Liaison Office will strengthen the existing partnership between the Republic of Moldova and NATO and will contribute to fulfilling the priorities which were inserted in the bilateral cooperation agenda, agreed jointly within the individual action plan of the Republic of Moldova NATO. Republic of Moldova wants to get closer to NATO, to the standards of the member states of the alliance, without, however, bringing any deviation into the constitutional provisions which are consecrating the neutrality of that country. The office will continue offering the whole support to the existing projects implemented with the support of NATO, but will also give a new momentum to other projects of great importance for the country, for example, fighting against cyber crimes, the increased resilience and preparedness for all sorts of emergency situations, counteracting of the terrorism, the reform of the security and defense sectors and others. We do live in a region which is exposed to all sorts of diverse threats, many of them being asymmetric, having the potential to destabilize easily countries, exactly as we have watched it over the last years. I am aware of all the efforts which exist at the level of NATO in order to combat the effects of the online propaganda, the radicalization. Generally speaking, I do have the firm belief that we will manage to integrate this expertise and the regulations and actions on our side, which address the maintenance of the independence of the Republic of Moldova. Besides, that will stimulate the role of the Republic of Moldova as a contributor to maintaining peace and security at the regional and international level, a fact which will increase and strengthen the interoperability, but also the modernization of our armed forces. As the proverb says, if you are prepared, you can overcome all sorts of threats. And I'd like to especially mention that the Liaison NATO office is not a novelty. Similar Liaison offices had already been set up, and they do exist in many other states, exactly as Ms. Deputy Secretary General mentioned earlier. The inauguration of this office in Kishinev is an element of normality, proving also international openness of the Republic of Moldova. No political actor should ever contest or appeal these set of actions. We intend to organize, with the assistance of the NATO office, actions of public diplomacy for the objective information of the citizens regarding the dialogue we have with the alliance, as well as about the projects which are to be implemented and the assistance we are supposed to enjoy. territory. I'd like to thank the Alliance for the constant assistance offered to the Republic of Moldova in the most diverse fields of the national economy, but first and utmost for the support, the firm support offered to our sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity expressed in the NATO papers and documents. As we are all very well aware, one of the important objectives of the government is to contribute to the settlement of the Transnistrian conflict and also to contribute to the end of the situation under which, on the territory of our country, we have foreign military troops which are stationed, by the way, beyond our will. We also do appreciate the respect for the neutrality of our country reinforced within all the meetings, but also within the framework documents which are covering our bilateral cooperation, the EPOP. In our turn, we will do our best to ensure the continuity of the participation of the military contingents to the KFOR operations conducted by NATO and Kosovo, as well as in other peacekeeping international missions. As well as you are aware, on the 4th of December this current year, a ceremony took place for the detachment of the 8th contingent to the KFOR, so the 8th contingent of the National Army, composed of 40 militaries, out of which 33 belong to the so-called Allied Infantry Platoon, and 7 militaries belong to the mine disposal team. Thank you. Now we have time for a couple of questions, but please do introduce yourself and mention the media. I'm Anatol Kachuk, I read the Moldova question to both officials. The Republic of Moldova signed with NATO an individual action plan in our country. Nowadays, there are several projects which have been implemented and which are funded by the Alliance. And today, the Laasia NATO office has been inaugurated in the Republic of Moldova. What should be the next stage in the relationship between the Republic of Moldova and NATO? Thank you. It is very important to make sure that all the relations and the cooperation the Republic of Moldova has with NATO is increasing. Today, we've been discussing that issue with Ms. Deputy Secretary General at the meeting we had before this official inauguration of the NATO Asian Office. And I just mentioned that the speed for the rapprochement and the cooperation of NATO is fully at the discretion of each country. And this principle is fully respected by NATO here in the Republic of Moldova, and we are absolutely pragmatic and rational in this approach. Our speed, our pace to getting closer and collaborating with NATO depends on ourselves. It depends upon what we are doing within the country. It depends upon how well we can communicate all these messages to the exterior. I do have the firm belief that we will enjoy a closer collaboration and beyond the projects which are already unfolding, projects which the Republic of Moldova benefited already of. I'm mentioning here about the response center to cyber attacks. I mentioned here the project for the destruction of the pesticides. Everyone talks about that, we are not accept to it. Everyone speaks about the so-called hybrid threats. Of course, we ought to pay special attention to this dimension. And by the way, there is a collaboration already on this dimension. If we talk about the cyber security, when we talk about the online propaganda, so from this point of view, the Republic of Moldova, even if being a neutral state is not an isolated state, we do offer and manifest the whole openness in this context. We try to learn from the best practices already existing. At the same time, we want to take advantage of the support of people which do have a much better experience in this context, better than we here in the Republic of Moldova.
If I may add just a few words, thank you, Prime Minister, for mentioning the ceremony on the 4th of December. I heard about it, and I understand that this is the 8th rotation of Moldovan Armed Forces members going out to serve in KFOR. And I wanted to say again how much we do appreciate Moldova's very now longstanding and consistent cooperation with us in KFOR in Kosovo, but also to say once again how much we have appreciated the contribution that the Moldovan Armed Forces have made. They have been very dedicated, very professional, and they have truly proven their worth to our efforts to bring stability and security to Kosovo. So thank you for that longstanding, very longstanding commitment by the Moldovan government to the contribution to KFOR. Now, in answer to your question, sir, I wanted to make two big points. One is that we have made a good start on issues that are of great concern and, I would say, great worry for the Moldovan public. The first is in the whole area of cybersecurity. The Prime Minister mentioned that. We have had good cooperation going on, including helping to build a system for cyber defense within the Ministry of Defense. That is a good step. It's a solid step. But we need to look for ways that this benefits the wider Moldovan population. And so we have brought this work on cyber technology and cybersecurity into the education system here in Moldova with a program at the Technical University right down the road, I understand, that will help to educate Moldovan cyber experts to be able to handle some of these cybersecurity problems. And in that way, we will benefit the broader Moldovan society. So that's one kind of project we want to build on, we want to develop further. Another great example in the education system, I think, is the way that we built up military professional education over the years in the military universities and academies here. I know that 350 have graduated so far from the programs for a bachelor's degree and a master's degree at the military educational institutions. We can now build on that, and in a very important way that, again, takes it to the next level. We are developing a PhD program, a doctorate program at the military academy, which will allow for high military education for the officer corps, for the general staff, and for those in the government system who wish to attain a higher level of military education and training, but also that level of a doctorate, which can benefit wider professional performance. So I think in answer to your question, we will want to build on some work that's already been underway here in Moldova, but in a way that will benefit a broader community of the Moldovan population. The third point I'll make is that for the future, and we look to build on our cooperation in defense capacity building, but in the future we will look to what the Moldovan government sets as priorities, what we hear from the Ministry of Defense, what we hear from the other relevant ministries, and from the Prime Minister himself, perhaps, about what the priorities should be for the future of our defense capacity building cooperation here in Moldova. Thank you.
Good day, Liliana Barbarossa Radio, Europa Libre. I have two questions, one for the Prime Minister and another one for the Deputy Secretary General. Both questions address the military, so the DCFTA, you know, this defense capacity building through which NATO is helping out the Republic of Moldova to reform its security sector. Ms. Deputy Secretary General, I'd like to know which way you assist the efforts put by the Republic of Moldova in this context. Do you believe the Republic of Moldova fulfilled the commitments it assumed within this project? And Mr. Prime Minister, regarding the funding of the army, I'd like to address a question. The government committed itself by 2020 to reach 0.5% of the GDP as the budget of the army. As far as I know, the initial amount which was envisaged for that was already reduced by 13 million. I'd like to hear your opinion. How would you assess this reduction? It is true. We approved this year in the government, the defense strategy, and I am convinced that quite soon this document will be submitted to the parliament and it will be voted, it will be passed by the parliament. I'm pretty sure about it. This document indeed envisages a gradual increased budget for the national army. The truth is, for this year, we envisaged 50 million more in comparison with the previous year, but after some discussion, this amount was reduced by approximately 13 something million. However, we need to take into consideration one reality, and we will never hide the truth. We will always state and describe the reality the way it is. Actually, there is a certain financial capacity of the state on one hand. On the other hand, there are numerous agreements and commitments we have with the international monetary institutions. I'm referring now to the International Monetary Fund. We ought to ensure this financial balance in the budget on one hand so that we do not provoke destabilization in the macro financial indicators which need to be fulfilled and observed. Then we have a tax and fiscal space which also needs to be observed when drafting the budget law. At the same time, we have a firm belief that over year 2018 we'll come up with some amendments to the budget so that we can adjust it to the reality and the income, the revenues to the state budget, so from all the accumulations. To us, it is a very important subject, and we have a separate attitude towards the strengthening the modernization of the National Army. This issue was discussed during the visit and the meeting at the headquarters of NATO. We've been discussing this issue numerous times. We did the governmental meetings with the Minister of Defense. So we will do absolutely our best in order to fulfill this objective. At the same time, we will proceed in parallel with preserving the financial capacity of the state.
This is a problem that is common not only to other partners of NATO, but even some of the NATO allies, and that is that truly capabilities have to be acquired and old equipment has to be repaired, so the hardware has to be taken care of and modernized as well. That is why at the Wales Summit in 2014, the allies were asked to pledge that 20% of the investment that they make in defense be devoted to what we call capacity building, acquiring new equipment, acquiring the funds to maintain that equipment for its entire life cycle from purchase through until it is decommissioned. Because you have to remember that a weapons program, if you buy anything from a tank to a small arms or light weapon, a rifle of some kind, it has to be maintained, and we call those life cycle costs. And so it is important, I think, here in Moldova, and this is one of the things we will be talking to Moldova about, as the Prime Minister indicated, is how to think about a defense budget share that is provided for acquiring new capacity, as well as for the other very necessary expenditures that have to be made to pay for personnel. And so those are just some of the issues that, of course, are part of our conversation with Moldova.
Now we have time for the last question. Publica TV. My question is that over the last period of time, we had a couple of statements regarding the incompatibility of the status of neutrality of our country with this collaboration with NATO, especially since today we have also a sort of alert protest in front of the building. So I'd like to ask you, what measures have we undertaken regarding the awareness raising, the information of the population, as you mentioned it, regarding the concrete and the real tasks and goals of this collaboration? Question to both of you. Thank you. We mentioned this aspect already in our initial statements, I myself and also Ms. Deputy Secretary General, regarding the neutrality status. First of all, I'd like to leave from the fact that neutrality doesn't mean isolation. The Republic of Moldova is open and will stay from now on open to learn and to take up the best practices for the strengthening and the consolidation of the national army. At the same time, we will do our best in order to be capable to respond immediately to cyber threats and to all other threats which exist nowadays in the modern life, so that we can become a supplier of regional security as well. Second, all those who are so concerned with the neutrality of the Republic of Moldova, they need to take a good example from what the North Atlantic Organization is doing. You will see in the discussions of the alliance every time you will see a specific focus on neutrality of the Republic of Moldova. Any document signed with the alliance stipulates and emphasizes neutrality of the Republic of Moldova, by contrast with the ones who are so much concerned about our neutrality, at the same time infringing this neutrality by stationing illegal military troops and forces on our territory, totally beyond and against our will. Therefore, I believe beyond those neutrality statements or behind those neutrality declarations and statements, sometimes we have totally different visions and thoughts.
If I could just add one word on this, I've already said what I needed to say, but you know, Moldova has been associated with NATO since the Partnership for Peace practically was established in 1994, and I well remember that day. I was working for President Clinton at that time. I was at the headquarters of NATO. I remember when the Moldovan team first arrived to participate in Partnership for Peace 25 years ago. And never in all that time has NATO said anything except that we totally respect the constitutional neutrality of Moldova. As the Prime Minister said, it is inserted into legal documents that underpin our relationship, and so it is very clear from the perspective of NATO. Also, there is absolutely no difficulty from our perspective. We have many, many partners who are constitutionally neutral. Finland is an excellent, excellent example of a country that works with NATO intensively. They are among our closest partners, cooperating in military exercises and training almost every day, and yet they maintain now. It's their 100th birthday this week, as we've just been celebrating in Vienna with the OSCE meeting going on there this week as well. It is their 100th birthday, and throughout that time they have maintained their constitutional neutrality in every way they could, and NATO highly respects that.